One of our fourth graders this week said that she'd wish I'd quit talking about Into the Deep at Mass because it's boring. Well, boring as it may sound, I assure you, it is and will become anything but boring when it all comes to be. So, sorry, Lucy, but one more weekend. Now, if you've missed any of the last two weekends, folks, I really cannot urge you strong enough to go to the website for the Diocese of Madison for more information. There's a place on the face page of the website, on the front page, that contains a lot of information about what we're talking about of Into the Deep. I'll be sending out flock notes to you as well about this in the coming weeks. But there's also a place on that website where you can offer your own feedback, an opportunity for you to give feedback to this plan. It's really going to take all of us to reimagine what parish structures are about and what parishes are about and embrace a new model of parish life. And that means we have to let go of some of the things we've held on to in the past and, you know, the things that would keep us from truly following Christ and becoming his disciples and spreading his good news, his gospel, into this world. We have to work together to create those new ways with other parishes and together recommit ourselves to the priorities that lie deep within us as people of faith. And if we do that, then Into the Deep vision is not only attainable, but it will be a great, great blessing for us in the diocese. So having said this, today I want to offer to you a brief sketch of what this new model will look like and how it is being developed and discerned. So let's start here. Currently, there are 102 parishes in the Diocese of Madison and 135 churches. So a parish and a church are two different things. A parish is made up of the body, the body of Christ, the people who live within certain geographical boundaries. That's how our parish was created. It's how every parish is created. And within every parish, there is at least one church where the people would gather to celebrate Mass, weddings, funerals, and everything else. But in our neighboring parish, St. Faustina Parish, they have two churches. They have St. Mary's Church in Partyville. They have St. Andrew's Church in Buffalo Township. So every parish is contained, first of all, geographically with the people of God, and then there is at least one church within there. Under this new model, our 102 parishes will be initially reorganized into 30 pastorates, groupings of parishes. And each of these 30 or so pastorates will be led by a single pastor, and usually with one or two other priests, deacons, and lay people, lay staff, working alongside of him to minister to and to lead that group of those to serving the needs of their parishioners. Now, the number 30 just didn't come out of nowhere. The 30 is what allows us to create stable and sustainable models for decades to come, so that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, we're not coming back and doing the same thing. We need to look long into the future for this. Now, next week sometime, early in November, the diocese will offer the plan that has been developed, and then we'll seek your feedback about these proposed pastorates and the model as a whole. So as such, if you have good ideas to contribute, I encourage you to share those with the diocese when that public feedback phase begins in November. But then following that period of time and refinement, then the new pastorates will be finalized. So those 30 groupings will be finalized sometime in January or February of 23. And then next summer, parishes will officially begin working together as those pastorates, and new priest assignments will begin. So that will be in July of 2023. And then over the next 12 months, those parishes within those 30 pastorates will begin the process of merging into a single canonical parish that encompasses all of that geographical area. And if you can think of it like this, a merger of parishes is kind of like a marriage. It's when you have two complete separate entities, previously separate entities, becoming one with a shared common life together. So by the summer of 2024, through the merger process, we will have actually 30 new parishes in the Diocese of Madison, with 135 churches, school buildings, rectories, and other buildings. So following that merger process and the forming of the new parishes, then those parishes will begin that process prayerfully and prudently to discern at a local level which of those churches or other buildings will no longer be needed or no longer be helpful in proclaiming and living out the gospel and the mission of the church. And if it is determined by the pastor in consultation with the parish leadership groups, and after considering all the other options, that maybe one or more of the buildings could no longer be used without for the good of the souls, and they'll seek the bishop's permission to sell those buildings or repurpose them. And any money that's received stays in the parish. It does not go to the diocese. It stays within the parish. But they'll also have to begin then that process of unifying mass schedule and finances and programs and activities and leadership groups to build a stronger Catholic community than if they would have remained separate. So yeah, while this may sound boring, it's going to be a wild and wonderful ride over the next few years. For us as pastors, as priests, and obviously for you as parishioners as well. So we need to just continue to pray for God to guide us, to bless us, to strengthen us, and may he help all of us in the diocese follow him as committed missionaries of the gospel. Because our hope is that by coming together and collaborating in new ways, we'll be able to do things better. We'll be able to follow Christ better. We'll reclaim Sundays as Sabbath, the most important thing that we have in the week. We need to bring back those who've lost connection with their church or with their faith. We got to bring them back into the fold and form stronger leaders within parishes and continue to serve neighbors both now and well into the future. Because, folks, what we are doing with this is really not just for us. It's for people like this little baby that we're about to baptize. The future of his faith and his relationship to the church rests in us making good decisions. Let's commit ourselves to that. And let's bring Sawyer to the baptismal waters.